So a couple of entities that I've read about and trying to review this topic, I just want to throw out to you. First, extramedullary presentations of AML mistakenly interpreted as aggressive lymphoma in the absence of screening for myeloid differentiation.
So we'll tell you that doing this for 30 years, the way to be good at making diagnoses is to not throw anything out, to consider all possibilities. And those are blastically looking tumors that can look exactly like a non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And if the phenotype doesn't start to make sense with a panel or an approach where you think it's a lymphoid malignancy, you cannot exclude the possibility of a so-called, well, they went by all kinds of names. You and I would know them in the old days as chloromas. You have to think of the diagnosis, and thus there is a battery of immunohistochemical tests that can be performed now that would allow you to confidently make that diagnosis. But the biggest problem I see, to be honest with you, is that some people just haven't considered it. So they'll come up with some undifferentiated lymphoid cancer. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. And it's the main reason is because they haven't considered the possibility of a chloroma. So again, like any good pathologist, you got to have a differential diagnosis. If the things you've done don't fit with the diagnostic, the road you were going down, then take a step back and rethink a case and make sure you order the right things to establish the diagnosis. Because as you know, the treatments are totally different, as is the expectation. Yeah.
Have you seen cases like that?
Oh, goodness, yes. For the average pathologist in the community, that would be an exquisitely difficult diagnosis to consider and to make. But I have, sure, after 30 years, I've seen all kinds of cases like that. And you can well imagine how happy the clinicians are to have that reconciled.
Absolutely.
Yeah.